Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 12th. Currently with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 20 degrees, and the wind chill is 16 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Heartland Community Foundation is raising funds this month.
Every dollar you give will be quadrupled, according to Executive Director Sarah Meitner.
When you donate a dollar, the Hanson Foundation come in with $2, and then the Patterson Family Foundation is adding another dollar. Your donation becomes $4.
All the money stays local, supporting various charitable projects in Ellis, Rooks, and Trago counties. From helping seniors to boosting arts and tackling food scarcity, your dollars go far. Donate now at heartlandcommunityfoundation.org. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The upcoming solar eclipse will impact some parts of Kansas more than others. On Monday, April 8th, as the moon passes between the sun and the earth, it will appear like it's dawn or dusk during the middle of the day. Those who live in northeastern Kansas will see 95% of the eclipse beginning at 12:30 p.m. that day. Those in western Kansas will see far less. Oklahoma lies in the direct path of the eclipse. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas has reported that tax collections were below estimates for the third month in a row. The state of Kansas ended January 2024 with total tax collections at $928.6 million, which was $64.1 million below the estimate, and the total tax collections were down 11.3% from January 2023. Individual income tax collections were $475.9 million, $19.1 million below the estimate and down 3.9% from January of last year. And corporate income tax collections were $89.8 million. That was $25.2 million below the estimate and down 45.9% from January 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $344.3 million, which was $18.7 million below the estimate and down $16.9 million from January of last year. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced $500,000 would be available under the Emergency Response Historic Economic Asset Lifeline or Emergency HEAL program to bring rural downtown buildings back from likely demolition or collapse and rehabilitate them into productive commercial use. Emergency HEAL was created to provide a resource to address sudden and urgent needs of communities when disaster strikes. Buildings that are at risk of imminent loss, that are causing damage to surrounding downtown buildings, and or have significant damage due to a disaster event are eligible projects for Emergency HEAL. And the grant will be open annually with a maximum of $100,000 awarded per community. Communities are allowed to use the funding to help save more than one building if needed, and matching funds are required. Submitted projects must show that recent damage has caused an urgent need for immediate repair or the building could be lost. In addition, the community has 1 year to repair the building and identify a tenant. Once stabilized, Emergency HEAL grants help bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for businesses, existing or new, housing, arts and culture, childcare, and entrepreneurship or innovation. The application period opened on February 9th and will close on June 1st or until the funding is exhausted, and a new round will open July 1st, 2024 and close June 1st, 2025. For more information about Emergency Heal, the online application, or a webinar, you can click on kansascommerce.gov. Northern Valley Junior High A team boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys competed in the Western Kansas Liberty League tournament on Thursday, February 8th and Saturday, February 10th, and brought home the second place plaque. Coach said in the first round, Northern Valley beat Western Plains Healy 56-5, and all seven Huskies that were suited up scored baskets to contribute to the win. In the semifinals, Northern Valley faced Logan Palco for the third time this season. Coach Cole said it was a close, hard-fought game, with the Huskies winning 39-36. And Tate Talheim and Lucas Hansen led the team in scoring with 19 and 12 points. In the finals, the Huskies faced the Chelan Cougars. Coach Cole said Chelan was red-hot from the field and took down the Huskies 58-18. Coach added that the Northern Valley A-team boys had a season to remember, finishing with a 14-1 record, and he congratulates the team on an outstanding season. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported on the Bill Voss Novice Invitational that was held on Friday, February 9th, saying they took six wrestlers to the Bill Voss Invitational to cap off their junior varsity season this year, and they brought home four medalists. Gunnar Cordero finished up with the second place finish, and Stratton McKenna, Terry Zabala, and Parker Stark all finished fourth. Coach said the boys wrestled hard and competed well, and he looks forward to the future in Norton Community High School wrestling. And for the 4-1A Girls Wrestling Regionals at Scott City, that was held on Saturday, February 10th. Coach Brockelman reported that the girls all competed at the highest level that they could, and they added a few more firsts this weekend to the girls' program. Kenya Goss was the first girl to win the regional tournament in school history, pinning two state-ranked opponents on her road to the championship, and this earned her the Girls' Wrestler of the Week. Dana Bailey was the first girl to qualify for the state tournament from Northern Valley, finishing third in her bracket, avenging her loss on the front side of the tournament. Lorelei Granberry, Allison Hale, Lily Puga, Zoe Erickson, Jesse Waite, and Evie Vance all went 1-2, ending their season after some hard-fought matches. And Dally Braun and Cadence Greason both fell one round short of qualifying, both losing in the blood rounds. Coach said he was very proud of all of the girls that competed, and although some of them fell short of their goals, some still have the opportunity to pursue making history in girls Norton Community High School and Northern Valley wrestling. In Nebraska news, two people have been charged after they were found in a vehicle with approximately 25 pounds of methamphetamine. 49-year-old Jolene Armentrout of Loup City and 65-year-old Robert Burkhart Jr. of Grand Island were charged in Hall County Court with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, with intent to distribute and no drug tax stamp. An arrest affidavit said that on Saturday, February 4th, investigators with the Tri-Cities Drug Enforcement Team contacted Armentrout as a passenger in a vehicle after it returned from California, and a canine sniffed the vehicle alerting to drugs. A probable cause search then located approximately 25 pounds of methamphetamine in a box located in the trunk of the vehicle. On Monday, February 5th, a judge set Armentrout's and Burkhart Jr.'s bond at $500,000, 10% of which would need to be posted for them to be released from jail. Armentrout is set to appear in Hall County Court for a preliminary hearing at 2:30 p.m. on February 26th, and Burkhart Jr. is set to appear in court for a preliminary hearing at 3 p.m. on February 26th. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, along with the Nebraska Department of Transportation, is recognizing Nebraska's snow fighters with Snow Fighter Recognition Week, February 12th through the 16th. Vicki Kramer, the Nebraska Department of Transportation Director, stated that in 2023, their snow fighters spent over 200,000 hours clearing over 3 million lane miles. And in 2024, Nebraska snow fighters have continued to serve Nebraska by clearing roads and runways at airports to continue to help Nebraskans and visitors travel across the state. Governor Pillen signed the proclamation declaring Snow Fighter Recognition Week as February 12th through the 16th to serve as a reminder for everyone on the critical importance of winter snow operations before, during, and after storms. The Nebraska Department of Transportation reminds drivers to slow down when approaching a plow, never pass on the right, to give the snow fighters space as you pass them, be patient, stay alert, and give operators room to work. You can visit 511.nebraska.gov for a real-time look at Nebraska traffic. And remember to stay safe, plan ahead, follow detours, and always remember to buckle up and to put your phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, February 7th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Jim Miller, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the January 17, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 7 building permits presented for approval. Mary Ellen Pawson expressed her concerns regarding snow removal on sidewalks and vehicles parked on emergency snow routes. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to accept the appointment of Christopher Martin to the Travel and Tourism Board with the term expiring in January 2026, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve Planning Commission Resolution 2024-01, which is a resolution approving a zoning amendment. The motion carried, and Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities. City Administrator James Marie reported that the bid for updating the security at the dumpsters came in at $1,800. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dale Jacobson to accept the bid of $1,800 and move forward with the updating security at the city dumpsters, and the motion carried. Gerald Jones scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on February 19th, and he also reported that at the Public Safety Committee meeting recently, they discussed dilapidated properties in which they would like to act on, the half-price landfill fee program, staffing in the police department, moving the speed signs, and the stop sign at First and Main. And Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 20th. Dale Jacobson reported that the Parks Committee met to discuss and review the various entities proposed for the 2024 event schedule at Elmwood Park. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the Norton Mini Speedway's 2024 event schedule as presented, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the Kansas Antique Racers application for park and grandstand use on August 31st and September 1st of 2024. The vote was taken and the motion carried. After executive sessions, first with the city administrator, city clerk, police chief, and Andrew Walter for consultation with legal counsel regarding pending litigation, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship, and then with the city administrator, the city clerk, the police chief, and Andrew Walter for consultation with legal counsel regarding a potential legal issue with the county regarding the interlocal cooperation agreement with the city of Norton, Kansas, for the joint operation of an offender work detail crew from the Kansas Department of Corrections, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship. The council resumed the meeting at 6:55 p.m. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to retain the firm of Walter, Walter, and Peterson for representation on the legal issues with Norton County regarding the interlocal cooperation agreement with the city of Norton, Kansas, for the joint operation of an offender work detail crew from the Kansas Department of Corrections. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jim Miller to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 3 as a whole. The motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:56 p.m. Funeral services for Billy D. Cochran, 90, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, February 17th, at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, February 16th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Kansas Honor Flight and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be mozzarella sticks, fruit, and milk. And for Norton, for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be spaghetti, sauce, cheese, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with the high near 53 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with the low around 26 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with the high near 57 with the west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. And on Tuesday night, should be partly cloudy with the low around 27. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 57. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 41. On Saturday, should be sunny with a high near 44. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Currently, with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 20 degrees. And the current wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime last night in Super Bowl 58 behind a performance from Super Bowl 58 MVP Patrick Mahomes, a night where he went 34-46 passing for 333 yards with two touchdowns. He did have a pick, and he rushed 9 times for 66 yards to be the leading rusher for the Chiefs. And after the game, Mahomes said he was going to celebrate for the next couple days, but then looking to next year to be the first team to ever win 3 Super Bowls back-to-back-to-back.
Celebrate tonight, and I'm going to celebrate at the parade, and I'm do whatever I can to be back in this game next year and try and go for that three-peat. So it's an ongoing thing in the NFL. I think Tom said it best, is once you win that championship and you have those parades and you get those rings, you're not the champ anymore. You have to come back with that same mentality. And I learned from guys like that that have been the greatest of all time at the top of the level. That's my mindset, is I'm going to celebrate with my guys because of how we done this. But then we're going to work our way to get back to this game next year.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale. So.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a strong upper-level low-pressure system over Oklahoma this morning with areas of snow in southeastern Kansas where a winter weather advisory had been issued. That low will push east today with a few flurries possible in the east-central part of the state. Not a lot of cold air wrapping around the system, so plenty of sunshine today as we warm to 50 by later on in the afternoon. Tomorrow and Wednesday, high pressure builds in across the plains, warming to near 60 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the pattern turns colder by the end of the week with a chance of snow primarily to our north. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s, sunny across north-central Kansas with a high in the low 50s. And in the northeastern part of the state, sunny and dry today and near 50 degrees. Southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny, not as cool today with a high in the upper 40s, low 20s tonight. A clearing sky in south-central Kansas with today's high in the low 50s. And in the southeastern part of the state, a winter weather advisory in effect with a high today in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, we had a late developing cash trade last week at 182 in Kansas, 180 Northern Plains, Nebraska, 285 to 289 dress market. Not a lot of cattle traded in Texas, Oklahoma. Disappointing. A little disappointing as far as the overall trade is concerned. Expect a mixed open. There were no deliveries from Friday night, specifically with the cash at 182. And the cattle market on the Merck closing at about 184.70. Also, beef and pork generally weaker to end the week. Overall, grain trade overnight, wheat futures down 2, corn futures up 2, and soybean futures up 7. This is the Kansas Ag Network.